Does that help?
All right.
He has given us His Spirit. Verse 14. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love of God, the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God and God abides in him. By this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. At this time in my life, back whenever I was sitting in that dorm room, I had just become a Christian about a year earlier. I was trying to figure things out. I'd just gotten a wonderful girlfriend. I had gotten away from... She ends up being my wife later on. She's sitting over there. I just left my home to go off and go to school again whenever I was 26 years old. Things were really weird. I had quit my job, so I didn't have any money or income. And it was the only time in my life that since I was 15, that I did not have at least one job. I mean, I had one or more jobs from that point on until I got to this year in college. And I had a great deal of fear in my life. Whether or not my new girlfriend was going to like me enough, or whether I'm going to do well in school, or whether I'm going to have enough money to survive, or how are things going to go with these... Because I was surrounded by Christians all the time now, and that wasn't something that I had done before I was a Christian. And so everything was so different and changing, and I had a whole lot of anxiety, a whole lot of fear. And even in money, I had concern. And I come on this verse. In this passage of looking at God's love, and God loving us and saving us, and we loving one another, and our love towards God, right in the middle of it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear involves torment, involves punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And I started looking at myself and some things that I had going on in my life. And instead of being a comforting verse, instead of being something that should let us know, hey, you're free from fear. You should be free from fear because God loved you and saved you. Instead of that, I looked at all the fear that I had in my life and I didn't know how to get rid of it. I didn't know how to shake it. And so on top of all this fear was this icing of guilt right on the top. Bill, if you're afraid, then you must not be doing what you should be doing. And this verse has plagued me. It has plagued me. For years it has plagued me. I know it should be a comforting verse, but I couldn't see it. I could preach it as a comforting verse, but I just couldn't, I couldn't gain that comfort myself. And then a few months ago, I understand now, at least to the point where it is comfort to me, and I want to share that with you today. when you look at fear and concern and worry and anxiety, you know, whatever word you want to use for fear. Oh, I'm not really afraid of our finances, but you know, they do concern me a little bit. Well, that's fear. That's still fear. No matter what you want to call it, bottom line is that's fear. And what fear is an alarm clock. It's a wake-up call for you to get on your knees and pray to God. All what fear should be for us as Christians, because we're going to have fear in our lives. We're occasionally going to start worrying about things too much, whether it be our cars breaking down or situations that are happening in life or our relationships with people around us. Whenever we start having worry, fear, concern, anxiety, we need to hit our knees and ask God to take control, because we've been taking too much of it on ourselves. The first thing I want to bring out is that God made us with fear. Fear is a natural thing for humans. We are made inside of us to have fear. God made it in us for a purpose. Our problem is we mess up what that purpose is. If you would turn with me to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 27. Solomon says, "The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened." Solomon says that fearing the Lord is useful for prolonging your life. You ever known anybody who their blood pressure is going through the roof because they spend all their time biting their nails, worrying about things, and you know, that'll give you, and you'll hear, you keep worrying like that and you're going to have a heart attack. Well, it's true. It does add stress on you, which is not a good thing. And if we put the fear in the right place, then it will prolong our life. David says in Psalms 111, verse 10, you might know this, a lot of you may even be able to quote this. "The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom." You want to learn how to be wise? Well, the first thing you have to do is to have fear of the Lord. That's a good kind of fear. That's fear that God put in us in the right way. Because God's in control. God is in control of everything. When we try to take control of things in our life, that's when the wrong kind of fear sets in on us. When we start having more of this bad kind of fear, what it really is it's our spirit saying, you're trying to take control from God. So you need to give it back. If you'll turn to Philippians chapter 4, Paul, in a great passage, in a really encouraging end of this letter, verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul says, be anxious for nothing. Don't let anxiety get a hold of you. Don't worry about things. Don't be concerned. Jesus promised that he takes care of the birds and the grass. This whole world's in God's hand and he takes care of it. Aren't you much more important than birds and grass? You don't have to worry about things in your life because God will take care of you. And Paul says, don't be anxious for those things, but in all things, by prayer and supplications. In other words, hit your knees and say to God, thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. And the things that I've got going on in my life that I don't understand, that I'm trying to control, Lord, take control. Make your request be known to God. See, our communication with God is really, really important. I can't stress how much it is an important thing in our relationship. You look at a husband-wife relationship. If every day a husband and wife, you know, they got up in the morning, didn't say anything, and they both went their separate ways, and they were gone the whole day, and then they come back home, and they sat down, and maybe they had a little something to eat, whatever it was, and then they watch a little TV, and then right before they go to bed at night, they go, thanks, baby, for being my wife, and went to sleep. If that's the end of the conversation, if that's all the conversation a marriage has, it's not going to last very long. We should rely upon God to take care of things. Actively give our life over to Him in prayer every day. God made fear, and He made it for a reason. And it's so that we could fear Him and let Him take control, not for the fear to control us. Number two, we have been set free from fear. As Christians, we've been set free from the fear that controls our life in this world. If you look out, everybody has fear. It's something that we all have. But the people who are trying to be good aren't the only ones that got fear. The people who are out there doing wrong have fear also. People's lives are ruled by fear. Why do you think insurance is, you know, everyone needs insurance? And I'm not saying anything wrong against insurance. Don't get me wrong. We've got insurance, and that's, I think that's a good thing. But people are paranoid. People live their lives in fear. But in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 12, excuse me. While y'all are turning there, I'll take a sip of water. Thank you, TJ, wherever you are. Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 12. Paul has been talking about the deliverance that we have from our bondage. The bondage of sin. We have been freed from that. But then in verse 12, he says, so then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. But you have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit which we have received is not a spirit of slavery leading to fear again. You see, we have been set free. We had fear before Christ. Before Christ, we have fear. And after Christ, we've been freed from the slavery of fear. We've been freed of that. We no longer have to live our lives run around by fear or anxiety or worry or concern, because whenever something comes up in our lives that's worrying us, that's our body saying, Bill, give it to God. You've been set free from this. Give it over to God and let Him take control. Now, I do not want to say, let me make a disclaimer here. I'm not saying that there are some cases of like chemical imbalance where people have chemical depression and things such as that. And so if, you know, if there is medication that someone needs because of some imbalances within themselves, I'm not saying throw your medication out the window, because sometimes that might be worse than, you know. But at any rate, so I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is the concerns that we have in our life should not control us. But where does this victory come from? The victory that we have over fear. Where does it come from? What does it lie within? Sure, our salvation comes through Jesus Christ, but salvation for every man comes from Jesus Christ. Everyone has the opportunity. But there are still those who are lost and living in fear and in sin. So there must be a duty on our part . And if we'll continue reading in 1 John, I think John gives us a great clue to where this victory lies within us. Chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of Him. But we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Our faith in Jesus Christ conquers fear. Our faith gives us the victory. The faith that God has given to us. And if you think about it, faith really is just a choice. Faith is a choice on our part whether or not to believe what God has told us. We look at the Bible and we say, I say to myself, self, I'm going to believe this. No matter what anybody else tells me, I'm looking at the Bible and this is the truth, and I'm going to stand on this regardless of what comes at me in life. That's my stubbornness, my faith, that even though I might not be able to see the end result, God tells it to me, and I believe it. And that faith gives me the victory over fear. Because I have a tough situation come upon me in life, I look at God's word and it tells me God's in control of everything and He loves you. And if you keep His commandments, they are not burdensome. Isn't that what John just said? Amen. His commandments are not burdensome. So that's where I stand. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's the one I want to choose. That's the burden I want to choose. I want to choose being a slave to righteousness, not a slave to sin and fear. And God said He'll take care of me. God says He'll take care of you. Jesus came and died so that everyone would have a chance to be with Him in heaven. So that everyone would have a chance. When we begin to fear, we need to pray to God to take the control back from our hands. That's our alarm clock. That fear, we can use that for a good thing in our life. We start feeling afraid, having that tightness in our chest. Stop right then. Condition ourselves to go, wait, you know what? I'm taking too much of my life on my own shoulders, God. Would you take it off? And He'll bless you in that. He will bless you in that. But before you can have those blessings, you have to choose. You have to choose to follow after the Lord. You have to choose the faith. You have to look at Scripture and say, this is where I'm going to live my life. I want to turn my will over to God. Join in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection by baptism. Raised to walk in newness of life. Make that choice. And then if you start taking too much on yourself, not only can we give it to God, but Galatians 6:2 says that we should bear one another's burdens. That we can help one another. Not only can we give it to God, but if it's something that's reoccurring, we can have people around us who will encourage us to give it over to God. We can help one another. And so if you want to turn your life over to God today, if you want to give your life over to Jesus and be free of fear, today's a great day to do that. Make that choice. And if you're struggling with something, if you are a Christian, you're struggling with letting go, with your own control, we can help. If there's anything we could do